Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 15th day of July, year 2018. I am your host, Pastor and Commander Dan, also chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today is current events, geopolitical updates, and the economy. Before we begin this call, we do dedicate it to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate it to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai and Payan Da. I probably butchered that. Interestingly enough, Gaelic, particularly Welsh, is primarily ancient Hebrew. Anybody that's looked into it is well aware of the fact that it's so different compared to our modern languages that it is not the easiest one to follow. But any efforts in that area, though, are well worth it, since it is the mother tongue of our ancestors going back thousands of years. During the program, we will be in the question and answer mode. So for those who have called in using telephones, you would hit star 6 to announce that you would like to speak. And then when I click on you, it will unmute your phone and we can talk. Until such time as somebody else wants to talk. One person at a time in this mode. If you're on a computer and wish to do that, you would click on the Q&A button, which stands for questions and answers. It should be in the toolbar on the web on the screen. We also want to remind you that www.pastordan.net is there for your edification, also for contacting you, also for scheduling purposes. And we are still having lots of trouble with the email, especially the Gmail accounts. So I have put out a request for most people to go to unseen.is or protonmail.com to set up accounts if you'd like to be on my email list and get notifications directly from me. Very difficult to stay in touch with a lot of folks this way anymore, and that's why I'm trying to get everybody to visit PastorDan.net from time to time. Look on the Daily Mail page for hot items. There's also a lot of references there, new ones being added all the time, new references in the health page. New references on the AIDS for those learning this message. A lot of you folks are old timers and veterans, so that's not necessarily much for you, but it is for those who are just starting out. These are wonderful tools that we have, and Dr. Larry Blanchard, who was my guest on Wednesday night, and we talked about his website, yourbibleheritage.com, or excuse me, yourbiblicalheritage.com. And he has a course that will be made available here very, very soon on interactive DVD, which is tremendous. And he has 6 books for sale. The 7th will be coming out in less than a month. And these 7 books will cover basic identity and this truth for newcomers. So Yahweh's opening the door for us to bring our brothers and sisters who are coming awake in recent times here, have them come to a knowledge or up to speed much, much faster than it was back in the day when most of us were learning this message. It wasn't quite so easy. Praise Yahweh, though, with the internet, bigger computers, the price of computers, of course, has come down dramatically. The cost of high-speed internet has come down to where it's manageable for most folks, and this opens up huge doors for us to reach out and not only communicate the message, but also to fellowship with one another, just as we're doing here now, using the freeconferencecall.com system. It was made known to me some time ago, and I really didn't think it would amount to much, to be honest. But as we played with it more and more for some ARC project meetings I had and things like that, and then when the Eurofolk Radio catastrophe happened, it was there for us to use, and it's turned out to be actually better for me as a broadcaster and as a chairman for these meetings. This system is far better than TalkShoe or EFR or any of the other platforms. It is much easier for me to manage. It's much easier on my computer. The drain or strain, shall we say, on the internet, etc. All these things are better with this system. So praise Yahweh for that. It's like we said, for those who love the Father, all things work for our benefit. All things are for our good, no matter what it is. Sometimes it may seem like a catastrophe, but if you just stick with it, never lose the faith, just like King David never lost the faith, or Joshua, or Abraham, or any of our great ancestors. Remember the verse that says in the Exodus 20, 10 commandments, honor thy father and thy mother. That's Abraham and Sarah. That's your father and mother. That's our great ancestors who were the progenitors of this race of people who have a special covenant with our Heavenly Father. That's why not everybody with white DNA gets it. How many times have I talked to folks that say, I don't understand, they're white, but they don't get the message? Not everybody in shoe leather, and certainly not everybody even in shoe leather and white skin, is going to understand. They're not meant to. All right? They don't have the ability to identify and recognize. So you don't get bent up out of shape about that. Yahweh said at the end of the age, which is where we're at now, he would pour out his spirit. And so by his doing that, there's a lot of these stone-hearted people now starting to wake up. I was just in a conference yesterday with individuals who are quickly coming awake. Now, they don't get everything. That's our job, okay? Those of us who are veterans and have been studying this message for quite some time, that's our job, to bring these people up to speed on those areas where they may lack a little bit of discernment or information, etc. They're not stupid. They're misinformed, okay? They're not without spirituality. They just have misguided spirituality, some of them. So that's our job, to fill in the blanks, so to speak. There is a great awakening happening. There's no doubt about that. Tremendous awakening, especially in the area of the Jews and what they have done to this poor world and to the people on this earth. That awakening is in full force. I mean, that's just undeniable. Every indicator out there says it's happening. So as our people are awakened, again, they will get large chunks of it. They're beginning to see that they have been lied to and propagandized at an unbelievable rate. But they're still missing chunks. And when you can add those missing chunks, then you see the lights come on even more. And they become more energized. They become better warriors. They become better communicators. And as we as a group of people, as Yahweh's people on this earth, as we do this more and more, that awakening will actually become even greater. And that's the beautiful part of it, is this is just beginning. We're at the front edge of a major, how should we call it, restoration or revival. That's another word for it, revival. And the people are not wishing to stay those dead and dry bones that Ezekiel talked about in that valley full of dead and dry bones. They want to shake that off, and they want to become living creatures again And the only way you can do that is recognition of our Heavenly Father. The scriptures tell us that the beginning of wisdom is what? It recognizing our Father as our King and our lawgiver. Governments made of men fail. You can look at the United States for probably one of the greatest examples where a country of people had more blessings than any nation in existence that we're aware of. No nation had a start and resources like we did here in these states united. And yet, look in a short 200 years where we have come. Corruption that makes us look like a banana republic. We are so corrupt and quickly becoming even more corrupt. So that there's a chasm right now. There is a schism between the left and the right, the good and the bad, the wicked and the righteous. A huge gulf is developing between those two bodies of people. And have we not predicted that this would happen here on this radio broadcast? Absolutely. We said what? The fence. In America, we call it fence setting, where you sit on the fence. Instead of getting down off the fence and participating in the game, you stay in the bleachers or on the fence. Well, Yahweh is taking the fence away. And you can see that. So now the question is, which side are you going to choose? There's only two sides. Be on the side with our Heavenly Father or on the other side. That's it. There's only two. Just like there's only two races dealing in Scripture, there's only two races dealt with. The Israelites and the non-Israelites. Everybody out there talks about, well, what about this race, that race? There are only two races as far as our Father's concerned in the Scripture. The Israelites that He made the promises with and the covenants, and the Bible is our history. That's our history book. Talking about our covenants, our promises, our obligations to not only our own people, but to the world. Read this story about the New Jerusalem. Yep, there's the 12 doors or the 12 gates going into the New Jerusalem with the 12 tribes. So obviously that's a peculiar people. That's our people, the woke up people of the white race, the Israelites. But there's other people here. There's nothing in Scripture that says that the only people left on earth are the people inside the New Jerusalem. It doesn't say that. It says that there are people outside the walls. Okay, so they're not part of the covenant and the promises, but that doesn't mean they don't have a purpose. It doesn't mean that they don't have a right to life and prosperity and justice. That's our job. From inside the walls, we go through the gates to mentor, to administer justice, to teach, protect, guide, heal those people who are like the woman in Matthew. Though she was not an Israelite, she was a dog. That's a biblical way of saying she was not of Jacob Israel. Okay, so she was an outsider. Christ wouldn't even talk to her. However, when she recognized her position as a dog and said, but don't dogs deserve scraps from their master's table? That's a biblical way of saying, okay, you're the peculiar people, no doubt about it. I accept that. I accept my position, but I have a right to ask for this blessing. I have a right to ask you to bless me. And that's where we stand in this world today. These other races have a right to look to us for guidance, protection, direction. And we have an obligation to provide that. However, we also have an obligation to punish evil, to punish those committing crimes according to God's law, not man's law. Man's law is of no effect to an Israelite. Washington, D.C. does not exist to an Israelite. The Supreme Court does not exist. The Pentagon does not exist. Those are tools of a group of people who are outlaws at this point in time. They do not recognize God's law, therefore they are outlaws. Now, there are a few individuals in the District of Criminals who recognize God's law, and they have blessings. They have protection, not only from our Heavenly Father, but from us as the armed militia of Yahweh's army, his Ezekiel 37 army. Those who will do right according to God's law deserve protection. That's why I'm angry. I am so angry that we lost another individual in the FBI and his wife murdered, and the two older people in New Jersey that were blown up in their home, they had already been murdered by the Mossad. And people say, well, how do you know that, Dan? Trust me, I just know it. The evil elements within our government and the Mossad, that's who did it. They went in and murdered these people and then blew their house up to cover their tracks. They have an MO here, folks. A modus operandi. That's what MO means. Meaning they have a method. They follow a playbook, and they don't veer from it. Randy Weaver, same thing. They went up there and murdered his family. The plan was to burn the cabin to the ground, but praise Yahweh, there was so much rain that the helicopter with the fuel oil could not accomplish the job. And so the witnesses survived. Waco, same thing. Oklahoma City, same thing. Destroy the evidence. Bring the building down and haul it away before an investigation. 9/11, same thing. And now a poor couple that was getting ready to testify against the Clinton Foundation, so the Arkansided list grows. The blood on the hands of us as a nation grows because we have not vindicated innocent blood. And where the hell are the men and women protecting these kind of people? Why was that FBI agent not given 24/7 coverage of protection? Why wasn't there militiamen stationed outside his house? People who are not beholden to the District of Criminals, but to us and to our Heavenly Father. Where are the righteous warriors who should be protecting these people that are willing to testify against the scum that we have in this land? We should never read or hear about somebody getting ready to testify against these creatures that has been murdered. That shows that we are not doing our job. We are not protecting innocence. We are not protecting those with courage to take a stand. That's a mark against us. That's more innocent blood on our hands. The scripture makes it very clear that your land is cursed until the innocent blood has been vindicated. You can find that in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And we're not vindicating it. We're not only not vindicating it, but we're not even protecting those who are about to testify or have testified and keep them safe. That's a black mark against us, Yahweh's people. Looking for the criminals in the Beltway to do the right thing, or those from the state capitals to do the right thing, no, we don't have a right to wait for those people, because they're never going to do anything. And as Colonel Potter and many of the other commentators on the internet are saying, when is enough enough? Why are we still waiting? We have the evidence. What are we waiting for? Do you want to see the death count go up again? Like there's not enough already? 60 million babies dead, cut apart, butchered in their mother's wombs is not enough? 60 million dead and their body parts divvied out to the research centers and the cosmetic industry? Yeah, your cosmetics, ladies, when you're putting it on, has dead baby material in it. How about that? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that special? And some of the soft drinks and foods with their special flavorings are made using baby parts. Isn't that a wonderful thing for our nation to be known for doing such things? That the white race has reached this point where now we're not even allowed to mention genders. We're allowing cross-gender and homosexuality to be just completely rampant. You know, I remember, because I was a young man, when the gays were just starting to come out of the closet. And everybody made fun of my warnings back then. Oh, Dan, you're just paranoid. The queers will never have a say. They'll never, you know, just let them go. They'll never be a menace. They stick to themselves. Really? Have you checked Washington lately? Have you checked the legislation that's coming out? Have you checked what they're doing to people who speak out about the transgenders and gays and what they're doing to our children over in England, what they're doing to them? So apparently I was right and my detractors were wrong. Again, you can ignore the truth, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring the truth. And now the United States and virtually every other white nation is suffering the consequences of ignoring the truth. Many of us have been on the walls as watchmen screaming our lungs out that race mixing's wrong, people, on every level you can imagine. It's wrong. And yet, look at the people involved in it. And look at the plagues. You know, the Bible calls it a plague. Why is that? Why would the Bible call race mixing a plague? Not only is it an abomination, it uses terminology calling it an abomination, but it calls it a plague. Have you ever thought about that? What does it mean when it says it's a plague? Well, let's take a look at that race mixing. Let's see, what does it do? Well, they have children together. That's a plague. Mixed racial children have a lot of medical issues, whether it's mental problems or physical. They have a lot of issues. And there are tons of scientific studies that have been done. Of course, you're never going to hear about them from the church world or the media, but tons of scientific studies that will tell you that mixed race people are going to have lots of problems. And it's not just the people that have the problems, even in the animal kingdom. For instance, my sister, 7 dogs, the mom and the dad and the 5 puppies that they had together, every one of them has got major, major health issues. They are not healthy, happy dogs. One has a crooked back and can barely walk. Another has allergies. Another has bowel problems. Another has eyesight problems. They're not healthy, happy dogs. Why do we people think that we have a right to create what Yahweh did not create? Where did we get the notion that we have that right? Where did we get the notion that taking the animals and putting them in a situation where they'll mix, when in nature they don't do that? If you take man out of the equation, nature will get along just fine, and they don't violate God's law. Very rarely. And when they do, nature takes care of it. It's called abortion. Just like with human beings, if it wasn't for modern medicine, most mixed race pregnancies would fail, either in a stillborn child or a spontaneous abortion. Again, go look up the scientific stats if you don't think what I'm saying is true. So these become plagues, because now you, thanks to modern medicine, they keep them alive. You now have to pay for the medication, the doctor's visits, the Medicare, Medicaid, and all this stuff for these poor people who you've allowed to be created because you don't have enough guts to stand up and proclaim Yahweh's law. You don't have enough guts to tell your own children that they don't have a right to violate that law. And so now we have plagues. Plagues of mental illness. Plagues of physical deformities. Plagues. of learning disability, plagues of autism, because we don't take a stand anymore. It's meaningless to be Yahweh's people on this earth today because it doesn't mean anything. We don't take a stand. It's just like the church world. Why is it? It's meaningless. We got more Bibles, more preachers, and more churches than at any time in the history of this earth, and yet the church has zero effect on society. Zero. Because the preachers aren't preaching it, and the pew setters are not living it and not talking about it. What's it say in Scripture? It says, "Be ye doers and not hearers only of his word." It's in the doing, folks. Lots of people hear, but then they don't do a damn thing. And you wonder why Father's upset. You wonder why Father has pulled his blessings away from the white race. Take a look around. Why the hell would he bless us? I'm still waiting for somebody to explain that to me, by the way. 19 years on the radio, and I have yet to have anybody explain to me why would Father Yahweh bless this despicable nation, or any other white nation for that matter, except with one possible exception, that being Iceland. Iceland is still predominantly homogeneous, predominantly Benjaminites, and at least they had enough guts to take 79 top bankers and put them in prison and forgive the national debt. So there may be one small exception amongst the white nations, and that would be Iceland. So again, I'm waiting, still waiting for somebody to explain to me about the blessings. So the plagues are not only the mental and physical problems, but it's also going to affect other things down the road. The scientific studies also point out the fact that a mixed race individual, particularly those with black blood in their mixture, tend to be extremely violent people. There were psychiatrists that did some experiments back, I think it was back in the 20s or 30s, and they tried to figure out what happens. They thought it would be a racial consciousness of both races, because they would interview, let's say, whites, and they would interview blacks, and they would find out what a general, quote, racial consciousness of those two would be. So then they went and interviewed people of mixed race, and they came to find out that instead of a combination of the two, they had no racial consciousness. That's why there's so much mental illness. That's why drug use right now, over-the-counter drug use, is at a pandemic level, because people are messed up. It's a plague. Now, the medical world loves it because psychiatrists are getting paid well to talk to these people. The drug companies are making lots of money. The doctors prescribing all of these drugs and medications, they love it. Remember? Out of chaos comes order. Out of chaos comes a need for what? Government? Doctors? Hospitals? Pharmaceuticals? Are they interested in doing away with the plagues? Absolutely not. They're making billions upon billions of ill-gotten gain over the misery of mankind. Yahweh's law would solve it all. The only thing is, it would put these people out of business. Me, personally, I'm all for putting them out of business. They're not making much money off of me. I don't do pharmaceuticals. I don't visit doctors. I don't ever go to hospitals. So they're not going to make a hell of a lot of money out of people like me. And if all of Yahweh's people would do the same thing, they would go out. They would die. They would become like weeds in your garden after you've sprayed them with Roundup. They would just wither and die and go away. even though I don't believe in Roundup and those sorts of things, there's natural ways to keep bugs out of your garden. But for analogy's sake, all right, the wicked survive because the righteous aren't doing a damn thing to stop all this nonsense. The righteous don't want to be bothered. The righteous are too lazy. I can't tell you how many people, I mean, I've spent a lifetime studying organics, natural health, for myself and for those that I love. I thought, when I was a young man, I actually thought that by leading as an example, as people would see the effects of doing it right with me, they would be naturally curious. They would want to do the same things. Boy, was I wrong. I'm here to tell you, I was dead wrong. Now, I understand completely why the scriptures tell us that Christ was known to have a forlorn look upon him, a forlorn countenance most of the time. You don't read much about him laughing and carrying on and high-fiving people, do you? He was said to be of solemn look and a forlorn countenance. Now you know why. Here was a perfect man. Perfect. In every way to gauge such things, he was a perfect man. How many people wanted to emulate the Christ? A handful. How many people want to emulate what Pastor and Commander Dan's doing as far as health? I can count them on one hand and have fingers left over. So, in my human form, I was greatly mistaken. Not mistaken to do what I did, no. But thinking that by doing this, I would encourage others to want to do the right thing, I was dead wrong. Most people don't give a damn. And the few that give a damn don't have the courage or the willpower. Our people have become so lazy. They want everything quick and easy. They want a pill. They want an injection to solve all their problems. They want some quack with an MD behind his name to sit there and tell them that they have the answer, the solution. Just go down for this surgery. Just go down and get this prescription filled. Go back to doing what you were doing. It's okay. Keep on eating that pork. Keep on eating that lobster. Keep on eating the GMO foods. Don't worry about the glyphosate, I can't remember how it's pronounced. Glyphosate that's on the food. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the toxins and the mercury and the heavy metals that are in the vaccines. Go back to sleep. I'm an MD, after all. I'm a new Baal priest of the new religion called science and medicine in America. I'm one of the priests, and I've told you that your new God, government, is going to bless you with me taking care of your symptoms. No, I'm not going to cure the problem, but we'll address the symptoms. Where Yahweh says, why don't we cure the body? Why don't we take away what's causing your problem? But no, oh no, my people, they love having their ears tickled. Run down and have that Baal priest do his sign of the cross over you and hand you a prescription and just go back to whatever you were doing. It's okay. You don't need to learn about what's good in the food. You don't need to learn what's bad in the food. You don't need to worry about injecting your child with those toxins. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't you fret about that. Your little G God will take care of it for you. That's most of our people. Sadly, that's most of our people. Yeah, it boggles my mind. It really does. It boggles my mind that Yahweh has provided everything we need, and yet we run to man-made institutions and completely ignore him and his law. You know, if Yahweh's law didn't work, I'd be one of the first people saying, hey, let's become atheists. What the hell? We'll just have a grand old time and turn into a pile of dirt when we're done. But that doesn't work. That system is not working for anybody. And obeying Yahweh does work. It does work. Even if it's make-believe. Even if there is no God above. Obeying what we know to be the scriptures and the common sense laws of nature bring about very positive results. Even if in the end you're just going to be a little pile of dust on the ground, at least you lived a good life. You had health the way nature intends it to be. But you've chosen a false god. You've chosen idolatry over worshiping of the true Father. I find that to be absolutely amazing. I find it to be astounding that people that are supposed to have an IQ as high as the white race has, that they behave in such manners. I find it absolutely amazing that the racialists out there get the racial aspect right, but they don't get any of the rest of it. They know that race mixing's wrong. They know that all these races being flooded in amongst the whites is a detriment and a form of genocide against the white. They got that part right. But they completely gloss over all the rest. Because by God, they don't want to have to admit there's a God above. By God, they don't want to have to change their sense of, quote, morality. Oh, no, no. We would much rather serve a false God than the real, true God. That's your white race today. We always talk about what the Jews are doing to us, but the Jews would have no power over us whatsoever if we obeyed our Father. Everything the Jew does, he does because we disobey a commandment of the Father. If we obey the commandments of our Father, the Jews would have no power whatsoever. None. That's why it says in their motto for the Mossad, they make war by deception, just like their great ancestor, Satan or the devil, whichever term you want to use for him. And people say, well, there was no devil, it's just a term for adversary, but that's not necessarily true. Does the term mean adversary? Yeah, it certainly does. But when the Greeks put the word ha in front of it, it means the devil, the adversary, as in the one that started it all. That's why Christ said, ye do the works of your Father. There was a ha diablos, the devil. Most people leave that out. Because they don't want us looking into this as a seed line issue. A lot of people say there is no such thing as dual seed lines. Really? Really? I got news for you. Genesis 3:15 cannot be translated any other way than that there's two seed lines at work in this world. Now, is there a spiritual concept or a spiritual element to a lot of things going on in this world, that it's not just a seed line thing? Yeah, I'll go along with that. That's true. We've got people with the right DNA, but they've got terrible, terrible spirituality. They've become twice the child of hell that the Jew is by taking on Jewish attributes. Okay, so we have that element, sure, but that doesn't take away the fact that you have two seed lines operating on this earth. Even John the Apostle, in his writings in the Greek language, uses the words such that he ascribes to himself and Christ words that identify them as completely opposite the Jews, as if the Jews sprang from an alien race. That comes right out of the Thayer's Greek lexicon. That's not Dan saying it. That's Thayer's Greek lexicon saying it, as John the Apostle wrote in the language of the day. You see, our founding fathers, when they came to this land in the 1500s and the 1600s, when they attended seminaries like William and Mary, they had to be able to read, write, speak, and debate in ancient Greek. Did you know that? Hundreds of years ago, our preachers had to be able to read, write, speak, and debate in ancient Greek. Today, you can't hardly get them to admit that there is such a thing as a Greek language and an ancient Hebrew language. All they want to talk about is our English translations as if they're the inerrant word of God. I can still see Jimmy Swaggart, the little hypocrite that he is, prancing around in his $1,000 suit with his Rolex watch up on the stage, waving that leather-bound King James and calling it the inerrant word of God. Really, Billy? Really, Jimmy? Inerrant word of God, huh? English language didn't exist when the apostles were on this earth. But this is the inerrant word of God. Any preacher that walks around telling you that, I would run from them as fast as I could run. They are a liar and a deceiver. There is no such thing as a perfect English translation. Doesn't exist. And I've read some of the ones done like Pastor Harrell's and other people like that. Farrar Fenton, the Geneva, the New Jerusalem, the Bible in Basic English, even the Apostolic Bible Polyglot. And they're very good, no doubt about it. They each have a strength. But to say that any one of them by and of itself is perfect, no, far from it. For instance, V.S. Harrell, in his new American Standard Translation of the New Testament, he has the word Jew in there. Well, that's your first clue that translation isn't worth much. Because now you're back to having to do what you do with the King James, and that's figure out what the context was of the original word, Judaios. Well, we can differentiate now. Why don't we go ahead and do that? When the Greeks used the word love, they had three different words for love. We only have one. And we don't do anything to differentiate when we put the word love in our English Bibles. The word kill and murder don't differentiate. The Hebrews had three or four words for a man. We only have one. We just say man. We could do a better job. My point being, anybody that tells you by holding it up that this English translation, I don't care which one you pick, that it's a perfect translation, I'm sorry, but it does not exist. You still have to do some work. Which, by the way, is exactly what the scripture says, that it is the glory of Yahweh to hide a matter and the honor of kings, and we are kings and priests, by the way, and the honor of kings to search out the matter. Our Father has a right to make it difficult to figure this out. Actually, it's not that difficult. He has the right to require it some effort, that you need to put forth some effort. The truth is there, and especially today with all this electronics and computers and word searches, etc. My God, it's easier than it's ever been. He had a right to do that because what it does is it tells him who the truth seekers are. Is this indeed the year, as Bill Holter says, is this the year that truth matters? Because when truth matters, people dig. And dig, and they keep digging until the Spirit tells them they finally found it. They don't accept the lies of the church and the mainstream media and the medical mafia and the churchianity business. It's churchianity. All these whitewashed sepulchers and the Roman Catholic Church and all of these, quote, organized religions, they are all businesses. Every one of them is a business. Caucasian guy says here, Billy Graham is part Jewish. I have read that, yes. In fact, Graham often is used by Jews. Which explains why he was in the White House so much. A lot of people don't know that. He was invited to the White House a lot. It's funny, I don't see much Christianity exemplified by those who have occupied the White House, and yet Billy Graham was up there constantly. I think he was up there to show that the Jews have taken over in the United States of America, as they have in most all white nations. The Jews are in control behind the scenes using their power, blackmail, money, and if needed, murder. They just call their buddies over and it's a lie, the Mossad, and just say, I've got a troublemaker that won't accept my bribes, or he won't get in bed with a young boy or a young girl so that I can control them. So we need you to just basically eliminate him, like they did the FBI agent and the older couple in New Jersey recently. Yeah, you need to come over here and take them out. It's wet works. Come on over and take them out because they're not playing ball with us. They're not agreeing to the blackmail, the extortion, the muscle. Go find Dr. Janda, J-A-N-D-A, Janda. And listen to his testimony of what happened when he went to testify in front of Congress that medical practices in the United States are geared on treating symptoms rather than prevention. It's an excellent, excellent interview. And he talked about the fact that a senior congressman who has since passed on, but a senior congressman called him into his office and said, Dave, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're a good man, he goes, and I know you're not going to give in to the extortion and every other pressure that Washington will put on you. He says, so what's going to happen is they're going to offer you a position in government. They're going to tell you they'll finance you, the political parties will back you. He said, but after you get elected, they will kill you. You'll be given a chance for a while to see if you play ball with us and all, but Dave, I know you're not that kind of man, so you're going to stay by your principles. And let me tell you, they will kill you. And he meant that literally. That was not figuratively. That was literal. They will murder you. That's out of the mouth of a senior congressman in Washington to Dr. Janda. So Dr. Janda went back home, realizing that Congress has no interest whatsoever in solving any problems we have. And it's our fault that we allow this to go on. Yahweh did not give us a right to put people into office to create law. Isaiah 33, verse 22, makes it very clear that Yahweh is the lawgiver. There is no way, no new law. The only thing your public servants are allowed to do is create local statutes that make it easier to implement God's law. That's all. They have no rights. For instance, saying that murdering a baby is now okay. Really? So you think because these pompous asses in Washington, D.C. say this, you think the Father above has changed his mind? That he's now said, okay, white folks, go on out there and kill your babies. Because after all, those fine men and women in Washington now said it's okay to circumvent my law. They murder witnesses. They murder members of Congress. They murder members of the military. They murder members of our intelligence agencies that don't go along. But that's okay because we're the new gods. So you think our Father is allowing us a free pass on this? You think we're going to have a blessing on our nation because we're allowing this kind of stuff to go on under our noses and not do anything about it? Why is Yuri Call still in prison, the son of Gordon Call that was murdered by elements of this government because he was speaking out about its criminality and the unconstitutional income tax? And Gordon Call was a decorated military man, by the way. And his son is in a prison, has been in a prison ever since his father was murdered, simply because he's the son of Gordon Call. He didn't commit any crimes. Certainly none that would require a jail sentence as long as he's had. But this is the punishment. This is what we use the criminal justice for, the system for in this country. Punishing those that offend the new gods in Washington, D.C. Same thing could be said of Matt Hale. Why is Matt Hale still sitting in a solitary confinement? 14 years Matt Hale has been sitting in solitary confinement. Why? Because he dared to speak out about the white race and what was happening to it and that the whites should not do what they're doing. That's all. Did he commit a crime? No. Is there a victim anywhere? No. There's one paid informant. We know how reliable paid informants are, don't we? One paid informant said that he, quote, was asking him to plot to kill a federal judge. Really? Did that plot actually exist? No. Absolutely zero evidence of it. Zero evidence of it. Was there an actual body? Which is, by definition, there is no crime if there is no body, folks. This whole idea of a thought crime is a Jewish construct. It's a social construct. It's a lie. If there is no body, there is no crime. So to say somebody plotted to do something, and that means 14 years now in solitary confinement, because a paid informant said he was planning to do something. Again, no evidence whatsoever, no harmed individual whatsoever, 14 years solitary confinement. We allow this stuff to go on. Where is the murderers of Lavoie Finicum, the grandfather rancher out in Oregon State that was gunned down by policemen out there? Or should we say Mossad agents dressed like police officers? You see, the Jews have no problem gunning down innocent people, unarmed innocent people. They do it in Palestine every day, even to children. Doesn't bother them one bit. So if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So when people in uniforms commit murder, brazen murder, even against children as they did in Waco, I'll guarantee you there is Mossad involvement. Now, if there were Americans who went along with this, then they need to be punished as well. But I'll guarantee you there were elements of the Mossad involved in every one of these acts of terror and murder in the United States, including 9/11 and Oklahoma City. All right? Those are just facts. If you don't have enough guts to look into them, that's your problem, not mine. I'm pointing out the fact that as long as we do not bring these perpetrators to justice, this world will never be blessed. This world will never recover unless you bring them to task, unless there is true justice. And don't look to the Justice Department to bring justice, because those are all misnomers. Typical of Washington, D.C. and the state capitals, they always give sweet-sounding titles and names to things they're doing when, in fact, it's just the opposite. Criminal justice system? Nope. No way on this earth. No way. it's up to Yahweh's people, the righteous men, to take up arms and say, we've had enough. I don't know when Yahweh's people are going to do it. I pray Yahweh every day that it's sooner rather than later. But at some point, Yahweh's men have to take a stand and say, enough is enough. We're simply going to enforce Yahweh's law. That's all. If you think that's terroristic, well, you call it whatever you want. If you think that's rebellion, again, you call it whatever you want. It's simply a matter of the righteous saying to the unrighteous, we're not taking your bullshit anymore. We're not taking your criminality anymore. And you are going to pay for your crimes. Can you imagine what the world would be like if there was actual accountability? Can you imagine heaven on earth? Because that's what you'd have. Just implement God's law, that's all. Or as the libertarians say, do no harm. If you look at God's law, what's it all about? Not doing harm, pretty much. Do no harm to my creation. That's what Father's saying. Do no harm. You don't need a lot of government. Very little government. And 99% of that at the local level, not centralized. See, the Jews like things centralized. Because they're few in number, they're cowards, they're terrible soldiers. And so they like centralization because they've got enough criminality that they can control a small group that's in charge of large things. So centralization is a Jewish construct. That's not of Yahweh. Yahweh does just the opposite. He decentralizes everything. So this whole world is literally in travail because everything is completely upside down. Everything. There's nothing you can talk about in this world today that's not upside down. Now, Donald Trump tweeted out something I thought was quite interesting. You hear all this BS in the media about the Russians being charged. But listen to what Mr. Trump says here. These Russian individuals did their work during the Obama years. Why didn't Obama do something about it? Because he thought crooked Hillary Clinton would win. That's why. Had nothing to do with the Trump administration, but fake news doesn't want to report the truth. As usual. That's right from the President of the United States. What have we been saying for 19 years on this radio show? The major news media is a controlled Jewish propaganda operation controlled by the CIA, which is another Jewish invention, thanks to Mr. Alan Dulles and his brother John Foster Dulles when they were in the United States government. That's the only reason we even have a CIA, was to take a form of government, to make it look like part of the government, to allow Jews to commit extortion and murder and regime change to further Jewish business interests. That's what the CIA was formed for. If you don't believe me, go read the book called The Brothers, The Secret World War of John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles. I've read it. You got enough guts to read it? Do you have enough willpower to read it? Or are you just going to take my word for it? It's all in there. Alan Dulles was a piece of shit individual. Excuse my French, but that's what he was. And after the end of World War I, when he was a spy for the United States, a typical Jew, he didn't want to go back to work and do regular menial type work in a law office. He convinced his brother John Foster and the president that we needed to continue, quote, intelligence work, even though the war had ended. We needed to have full-time intelligence gathering for the good of the country. When in actuality, in private meetings, it's documented that he stated the main reason was that the government agency known as the CIA would be used to further the goals of the large Jewish law firm that John Foster and Alan Dulles had been employed with. So here again, Jews infiltrating our government and making parts of government work to their advantage, always putting more shekels in their pocket. That's why we even have a CIA. It never, ever, from the beginning, was there for the betterment of the United States or even its protection. Not one shred of the founding of the intelligence agencies had anything to do with protecting the American people. Never. Now, the propaganda says it. They tell the poor saps that work down at the lower levels that that's what they're there for. But, you know, I saw the same thing happen in the nuclear power industry. We were propagandized the same way when the people at the top behaved in a completely different manner. I learned that the corporate world mimics Jewish Zionist Talmudism just as the government does as well. And now the Christian church world is Talmudic in function as well. So read the book, The Brothers. It'll tell you all about it. You walk around as if this Central Intelligence Agency is some kind of high and mighty and protective organization, when in fact it's nothing more than a smokescreen for intrigue, assassination, and regime change by the Jewish elements in Washington, D.C. The same thing for the FBI, same thing for the NSA, all the rest of them. I still remember the front cover of Time magazine. This was many years ago. Time magazine had the top three people, the FBI, on the front cover. And a guy named Schultz was in charge of the FBI at that time. Go do a Google search and find it. They had the three pictures of the three top people. They had Schultz here, a man to his one side, and a woman to the other side. The top three people, all of them Jews. Now let me ask you, what are the odds that the most qualified people to run the FBI happen to be all Jewish? Why is it only Jews can run the Federal Reserve? Oh, Dan, it's because them Jews, they're so smart. They're so good with money. That's why they should run the Federal Reserve. Really? Were you born that stupid, or did you work to be that stupid? The Jews are no smarter than anybody else. They're criminals. That's like telling me the Federal Reserve should be headed up by a member of the mob, which, by the way, was Jewish. Meyer Lansky, Mo Green, Al Capone. Is it just coincidence that they're all Jews? But that's like telling me the mob should run it because, geez, they're good with, oy vey, they're good with money too. Well, yeah, at the point of a Tommy gun or a 45 pistol, because they're criminals. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. The Federal Reserve is criminal. That's right. The only difference is the Federal Reserve can claim it. It does what it does because it's part of government, even though the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. Isn't that amazing? Always headed up by a gangster with a Jewish name. The mob, Jewish, always headed up by Jews. Organized crime. So you got organized crime in Washington, and they wear three-piece suits and say they work for the government, when in fact they work for a foreign entity. 50% of the owners, the board of directors and owners of the Federal Reserve, are not even Americans. And then you got Mo Green and Meyer Lansky way back in the beginnings of organized crime, and the same thing. Organized Jewry in America. Criminals, but they're so smart, Dan, that you should let the Jews run things because, you know, they're just really good with money and they're so smart. Jesus Christ said they're liars, cheaters, murderers, and thieves. They're here to steal, to kill, and destroy. Oh, Which one are you going to believe? You're going to believe what the media, which just so happens to be run by Jews too? Or are you going to believe Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach? Which one are you going to believe? Christ denounced them as murderers, liars, and thieves. And yet the Jewish media tells you that we need these people. They're so smart. They're so philanthropic. They just love people. But Janet Reno, the Jew, could order the murder of 17 little children being burned alive at Waco, and that's okay. How can you people even begin to think that a righteous God is going to bless this world when that kind of crap goes on and you have done nothing to stop it? Nothing to bring those people to justice. Nothing. Watch the evening news and sit in your comfy little chair and act as if everything's okay in the world. While these murderers and thieves operate day in and day out in the name of you, paid for by you, as they steal the gold from Fort Knox, as they steal the gold from every other repository, as they steal your wealth. And the real wealth of a nation is its resources, not the fiat money system in the Federal Reserve digital money bank. They don't even have real money anymore. It's all digits in a computer, and you people still haven't figured this game out yet. Real wealth is in the dirt, minerals that are mined, oil, food, housing, industry, fish, game. Those are the wealth of a nation, and of course, the people. There's your wealth. It's not this phony, fake Babylonian digital money system where they can print up as much as they want. Why are the Jews filthy rich? Oh, Dan, they're good with money. Really? Well, if I own the Federal Reserve where I can go down into the basement like Steve Mnuchin and I can press keys on a keyboard and I can generate billions of dollars because the software lets me do it. Did he actually do anything to create it? No. Did he produce anything? No. Did he grow some more food? No. Did he build more ships? No. He just pressed keys on a keyboard. Really? And we wonder why the dollar continues to shrink in value. We wonder why the governments of the world are now saying, pay us in anything but U.S. dollars. We wonder why Southeast Asia is getting ready to come out with a gold-backed currency. When we allow this crap to go on in our countries, in Canada, you're no different. You got that piece of manure sitting up there as prime minister. What a piece of garbage he is. And you Canadians let it go on. Over in England, no different. Theresa May, what a hag. And you people are still allowing that to go on. You got Muslims in what, 18 cities, mayors of 18 cities, including London. And you white folks haven't done a damn thing yet? Of course, we're not any better here in the United States, but I'm just saying, is there a white nation? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. We just said it. Iceland. Poor little Iceland. The Benjaminites. Jesus Christ himself went forth with 12 Benjaminites to change the world. 12 Benjaminites and the King of Kings brought the gospel message to the lost sheep, lost as to who they are, lost from their moral underpinnings, lost as to who Yahweh their Father is. 12 Benjaminites, the same people who make up Iceland today. Maybe they're our example. Maybe they're still the light bearers as they were when they walked with the Christ. They're the only ones with enough vision and guts to follow the vision. The rest of us are pathetic losers compared to little Iceland. Hallelujah for little Iceland. Hallelujah. May the blessings of Yahweh stay upon that little nation. somewhere on this earth, there's a glimmer of hope that there's some white people that still know who the hell they are, that still believe following the biblical law is the right thing to do. Praise Yahweh, there's a little nation where that still goes on. Because the rest of us have gone by the wayside. We're more like the tribe of Judah and Reuben and Gad and all the rest of them that couldn't hold a candle to Benjamin. Benjamin means son of my right hand. That's a biblical saying for the son of my righteousness, the son of my strength, the son who carries forth in my name, who represents me, Benjamin, also known as light bearers, because they brought truth and knowledge. The scripture talks about light and darkness a lot, and that's a biblical term for ignorance and knowledge. The world is dark because it's ignorant. And bringing light to people isn't this churchianity message that's so spiritual. And come down and pray the Lord's Prayer with me at the front of the church there, Henry. And we'll baptize you in the Holy Spirit and you'll get up speaking in tongues. And you'll be a new creature in the Christ. And by the way, on the way out, make sure you throw 50 or 60 bucks in the plate, would you please? Yeah, we're told that is bringing the light to the world. Really? That is a travesty. Light is knowledge. Light is acknowledging Yahweh as the King of Kings, as our Heavenly Father, as our lawgiver, as our judge, and as our King. There's the light that they're talking about. Not what this whitewashed sepulcher organized churchianity is doing in this world. I did read that the Pope is going to be indicted if it hasn't already happened. Should be interesting that the Jesuits now control the Roman Catholic Church, and people say, well, like here in the United States, the Supreme Court, well, it does have Christians on it. Are you kidding me? The only thing on the Supreme Court are Jews and Roman Catholics. Two wings on the same bird, folks. Antichrists. You know, you don't even have to look very hard to see the writings of the pilgrims when they came to this country. They left Europe to get away from the Catholic Church and the Jews, which are one and the same, by the way. They left Europe because of what they had done to millions of innocent people in Europe. They considered the Pope Antichrist, the Antichrist. That's why America was founded by white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, not Catholics, not Jews, not Hindus, not anybody else. The founding fathers warned against these factions because of what they saw them do in Europe. And now we've invited them in, and they've actually infiltrated the highest appellate court in the land, known as the Supreme Court. Nothing but Jews, whether of the Catholic stripe or the Talmud thumper stripe. They're all Jews. They all answer to Lucifer. They're all anti-Christ. They're all anti-white. I will give credit to Bernie Sanders, the little kike in Washington. At least he's got enough guts to not hide his animosity towards Christ, white people, especially white people who believe in Christ Jesus. He hates whites and Christianity. And he's done so on camera. So you can check out what I'm saying. But Bernie, you may be a despicable Satanist, Zionist, communist, Jew, but I at least give you credit for coming out of the closet. So thank you, Bernie. You are a self-condemned Zionist Jew. The rest of the kikes in Washington still try to hide behind the fact that they are, we've got some claiming to have become Christian, which the Talmud teaches that they should do that if ever they feel threatened. They did it in Europe when the Inquisition was going on. And so there's nothing new under the sun. The Jew will feign conversion to Christianity if he thinks he can get away with it, while all the while still carrying his precious Talmud and swearing allegiance to the rabbis. Dual citizen traitors to not only the government of the United States, but traitors to the world, traitors to the people of the United States. And still we let this stuff go on. It's just mind-boggling with the information that's available to anybody that even has a modicum of intelligence and willpower to figure it out. Just a modicum, that's all. Doesn't take a lot. Doesn't take a lot at all. Everything I've talked about, you can do a search on it and you can find it. I wish I could say I came up with all of this, but I'm just simply being a broadcaster of what other men and women have discovered. Yahweh has allowed me to sit in what I call the command center and bring in all this intelligence and feed it back out to the sheep. That's all I'm doing. Maybe that's why I haven't been visited yet. I keep waiting for the knock on the door from either the Secret Service, FBI, whatever, and they won't come talk to me. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. I have some very, very profound words to say to them when they do, but they won't come, and I can't figure out why. The only thing I can think of is that if you do check what I'm talking about, you're going to find it's true. And I'm still waiting. 19 years, it's been an open invitation. If you can show me anything that I have said that's untrue or misconstrued, I will be glad to come on the air and make a formal apology and set the record straight. Be glad to do it. I wish I could have somebody tell me I'm wrong. But almost 19 years and hasn't happened yet. It's not fun to be able to sit here and see the demise of not only my race, but my country that I was born in. It's not fun to watch it disintegrate and the people that I thought were my kinsmen and my countrymen don't give a damn. That's not fun. It's not fun at all. Praise Yahweh for the tiny remnant that does exist out there. The tiny remnant that he talks about in Luke and elsewhere, in Thessalonians. The tiny remnant that get it. The tiny remnant has a spark of life still in their eyes. That spark of passion for the word. And passion for justice. And passion for truth. Spark. Tiny spark. A very tiny remnant. I keep praying for Ezekiel 37 to come to pass and to be able to witness that mighty army arise out of that valley of dead and dry bones. My God, this world needs it. Yahweh says if he didn't come when he does, there would be no flesh saved. And take a look at the world where it's heading right now with the 5G getting ready to come out and all the poisons, the GMOs, the adulterated food, the hybridized seeds and hybridized plants, hybridized people, hybridized animals. And what you people don't seem to understand is, because of my training in natural health, when you make a hybrid tomato or a hybrid corn or a hybrid anything, you diminish it. You people don't even get the simplest things. When a donkey and a horse mate, they create a mule. Everybody thought that was such a great thing. Oh, we got this mule. He's so strong, and he'll pull our barges, and he'll do work in the fields. Did it ever dawn on you that if you were allowed to do that, the mules would not be sterile? Mules are sterile, people. It still takes a donkey and a horse to create a mule. Don't you think that should tell you something? Just like the ranchers in Michigan, when I brought this subject up at a meeting there, and they argued with me. Oh, this is modern. It's progressive. This is good for everybody. Blah, 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 blah. I said, really? Until one of the ranchers come up to me at the end of the meeting, and he said, you know, yeah, I've been thinking about it, Dan. He said, you might have a point there. I said, why? He says, well, when we mix two breeds of cattle, we have to go into the field in our trucks when it's time for the birth of the calf. We have to stay out in the field round the clock and watch for signs of that calf to be born, because if we don't jump out of the jeeps and assist that cow, that calf will die. I said, wow. And you guys don't see that you're doing something wrong here? In nature, you don't have to watch. That calf can be born without man being around. But you guys have to go out and sit in the field 24 hours a day and wait for your little project, your little miscegenation project, because you think it might make a fatter cow and make you more money, or it might get a cow that produces more milk. However, the meat of that cow and the milk of those cows is not as nutritious. Oh, but we don't care about that. It's the quantity that matters, not the quality. You have to eat 7 hybrid tomatoes to get the nutrition in a single organic tomato. I got that right from the classes that I took. They didn't say anything at all about Bible in those classes. It was all organics and natural health and the things that they learned. It's just kind of funny how it all fits with what the Bible teaches. So you love quantity more than quality. You love money more than truth. You love false gods more than the God of heaven and earth, and you wonder why we're in the shape we're in. You wonder why people are falling over dead from diseases that didn't even exist a generation or two ago. You wonder why children suffer with autism and all these things, and still you go about your business and don't change a damn thing. You don't get up off your fat asses to get involved in nothing. You don't contribute to a damn thing. You don't write a single letter. You don't send a single email. You don't attend a single meeting. And you wonder why it doesn't change. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. I watched an interview with Kevin Shipp, who is a former CIA officer, who is very now outspoken. He's a whistleblower of sorts. And he was being interviewed by Greg Hunter, who I respect a lot, though he doesn't get the whole thing. He gets a lot of it. But Kevin Shipp and he were talking about the current state of affairs and the fact that we have basically a civil war within the United States government and intelligence agencies right now. There is a war going on. But because the media doesn't tell the simpletons out here and the pew setters, they're ignorant. And according to Mr. Shipp, the sealed indictments that have been spoken about in the Q posts are real. and some of them will be unsealed and issued very, very soon. So we'll see. We're not going to have to wait too much longer. And the truth of who's been right and who's been wrong is going to come out. Part of what he talked about also with Greg Hunter was about Rod Rosenstein, another kike in Washington, a despicable, traitorous, arrogant piece of garbage, is actually going to be impeached. He should be in prison waiting execution. He's a traitor. He's a dual citizenship traitor. Peter Strzok, same thing, traitor. All the rest of them should be awaiting the gallows to be constructed and for them to be publicly hanged after we verify that it is indeed their bodies that are going to go in the noose and not some poor sap or a clone or anything else. Because with these people, you just never know. Will they fake a death? You better believe it. Just like that couple in New Jersey, they blew up their house to cover up the fact they were murdered by the Mossad, so she could not testify against Clinton. Would to God something would happen to take the news agencies and bring them down for the liars and misfits that they are and actually have real news again. If it weren't for President Trump and his tweets, we wouldn't know what the hell's going on. A lot of people make fun of that, but what other president has been this honest with the American people? When? The fireside chats of the Jew, Rosenberg, or Truman? Those were nothing more than early propaganda, spin propaganda. The mainstream media in the United States is given its marching orders from the CIA. Did you know that? Nah, you probably didn't, did you? That came out years ago. And that's why they call it the Mockingbird Media, because it was Operation Mockingbird. And the media is nothing more than like a mockingbird. A mockingbird does what? It repeats what it hears. The mockingbird media repeats what they're told by the CIA and Washington to print or not print, or say and not say. And you wonder why you're ignorant. Praise Yahweh, he's given you alternatives to get around that sort of control, if you have enough gumption to use them. There were large balloons over Windsor Castle during the Trump visit to the United Nations. Again, the fake media gets it all wrong, because all they showed was the parody against President Trump, when there were balloons that were very much in favor of him, and there were two very large balloons that had the letter Q on them, because the Q phenomenon is going viral. And we'll see if it's true or not. Ezekiel 25:14, and I will lay my vengeance upon Edom. Edom is what? Jewry. Modern day Jewry. By the hand of my people Jacob Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to mine anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, saith Yahweh El Shaddai. How about that? Civil disobedience is obedience to God. Manny Friedman, the kike, said, let's be honest with ourselves here, fellow Jews. We do control the media. Thank you, Manny. You and Bernie Sanders are at least two Jews who admit it. Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes a duty. How about that? George Washington said, when government takes away a citizen's right to bear arms, it becomes the citizen's duty to take away government's right to government, and that includes law enforcement. You are not exempt from righteous judgment. In fact, if you wear a badge and a uniform, you're held to a higher standard than the average citizen. Which means if you violate that standard, you're to receive a double punishment. If I, as a citizen, would normally get 5 years, you will get 10. If I would get 10, you will get 20. Double punishment for public servants who violate the law. Remember, the Constitution was written for public servants, not for you and me. That's why they take an oath of office, to uphold it. You and I don't take an oath of office as citizens. They take an oath of office because they don't have a right to sit in a position of power and trust without swearing to abide by it. And they who disobey it are enemies and traitors and criminals. Never be lukewarm. Life demands passion. He who is indifferent to Yahweh has already forfeited his soul. He who is indifferent to politics has already forfeited his liberty. In America, religion is not mere window dressing, and citizenship is not a spectator sport. We do not allow our common destiny as a whole people to just happen without your input. And one of my favorites by the Khazar Zionist Communist Jew Henry Kissinger in Evian's, France, in 1991, the piece of dirt Kissinger said this: "Today, America would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they, the American people, will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether it's real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. Oh, Henry, save us! It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world, quote, Jewish government." Oh, Henry, thank you. Thank you for saving us from that promulgated outside threat. Oh, my God, I'm going to sleep better tonight knowing that there's Jews at the helm to make sure that these outside threats, all created by Jews, of course, are not going to harm us. As long as we acquiesce and allow the Jewish world government to have dominion, I'm sure that the same Jews that murdered the children at Waco will treat us kindly. The same Jews that were part of bringing down the towers in Washington and New York, they're going to treat us just fine. The same Jews that walk through the streets of Tel Aviv and the Gaza Strip and everything shooting Palestinian children in the back are going to treat us very fairly. Yes, they have shown by example how magnanimous a people they are as they steal the wealth of our land. And white people have no jobs. White people don't have a decent car. White people can't afford a decent house anymore while the world comes in with all of these illegal aliens because the Jew can control them. They have a hard time controlling educated white people. So I'm sure that the whole world will be a better place when these Zionist, communist, atheistic, Luciferian, Satanist Jews run the whole show with no opposition. It will be such a beautiful, beautiful world, won't it? We pray Yahweh that day never comes. We pray Yahweh his return would be soon. And more than that, Yahweh Father, would you please wake up the white race? Would you please wake up the white men and teach them how to be men again? I'm so tired of seeing cucks, soy boys, snowflakes, effeminized males who don't even have a clue what it means to be a man. Would you wake up the men, Father Yahweh? I know it'll never be all of them, but would you wake up enough that Ezekiel 37 can come to pass? Would you wake up enough that Obadiah 18 could come to pass and this world would be freed of the Jewish menace that has taken a beautiful, beautiful world and turned it into the hell that we see today? Would you please do that, Father Yahweh? In the meantime, we'll struggle on as individuals, praying for your protection, guidance, to look over our situations, to give us good discernment. And most of all, Father, in this day and age, please protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.